Mr. Patricio, Patricio Torres, Torres, 417-67. Two complaints, cough, number one, congestion, number two, sore throat, next one is body ache, next one is headache, next number is ears tingling, next number is lots of sore throat, next number is swelling in the neck, next number, long-standing history of diabetes, next number was told that one time had a fatty liver, next number was told that one time had carotid obstruction, next number, follow-up of thyroid cyst that was diagnosed years ago. Next number, leg pain. Next number, sometimes he has leg swelling at the end of the day. Our patient is a 55-year-old gentleman, married, 28 years, three children, has one grandchild, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, works at a piping company as an operator. He has developed above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 or 4 days, period. A paragraph, family history, mom is alive with diabetes, dad died of Alzheimer's, immunization, COVID-19 is upset, medication, lisinopril 5 milligram once daily, metformin 1,000 milligram BID. Maintenance exam, has not had a colonoscopy, but has had guaiac stools in the past, and they all have been negative. Next number, his last blood test showed a hemoglobin A1C of 9, but at that time he wasn't taking any medication. Since then, he's taken metformin 1,000 milligram twice a day. His blood sugar is much better controlled now. We're going to do another A1C in 3 months. This has played a big role today in our decision, in my decision to give him steroids, since his sugar is doing so much better, and the benefit of steroids will outweigh the risk, period. Allergy, none. Surgery, none. Social, as above. Medical problems, diabetes, hypertension. Has been a diabetic for 10 years. Lab was a month ago, as I mentioned. He weighs 176 pounds, no significant change in his weight. 100%, 98.7, 16, 98, 157 over 87. Heart positive, home positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft. Skin shows the rise, TM is red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological non-focal, anterior chain leaf adenopathy noted, neurological non-focal, lower extremity shows no edema. Assessment, Mr. Torres clearly has acute sinusitis, associated lymphadenopathy, number two, treat with Rocephin, the gram now. Next one is Decadron, 8 milligram now. Next number, the benefit, risk and benefit of steroids discussed with patient. Next number, don't stop your diabetic medication. Next number, check blood sugar. If the blood sugar goes over 250, 2 days in a row, to call us immediately. Next number, history of fatty liver, mild fatty liver noted. Next number is history of thyroid cyst. Resolved, no evidence of cystic lesion noted. Next number is upper and lower extremity. Show mild PVD, but no other abnormality, no DVT in face of swelling off and on. Next number is prostate appears to be normal. With history of polyuria, which I suspect was related to his diabetes being out of control. Next number, no evidence of renal vascular hypertension noted on the ultrasound. Next number is copious lymphadenopathy noted in the neck. Next number, his carotid ultrasound shows some calcification, but quite minor and with no significant abnormality or hemodynamically unstable lesion noted at this time. Next number is calling 3 days to just give a report on his blood sugar since he's on steroids. Next number, come back in 2 months for blood work. Thank you.